Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, January 15th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russia launched a major missile attack on Ukraine yesterday, killing at least 18 people and damaging critical infrastructure across the country. One Russian strike hit a nine-story apartment block in the city of Dnipro in eastern Ukraine, killing 18, including a 15-year-old girl, and wounding at least 73 others, according to local officials. The Russian attacks on Saturday targeted critical infrastructure, including vital energy facilities in the cities of Kyiv, Kharkiv, and Lviv. In an update early this morning, Al Jazeera quoted claims by Ukraine's top military commander that Russia had carried out three air raids, 57 missile attacks, and 69 attacks from heavy weapon rocket salvo systems in the largest wave of strikes in 2 weeks. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced yesterday that the United Kingdom planned to send its highly sought-after Challenger 2 tanks to Ukraine to aid in the country's defense. Sunak outlined Britain's plans to send the battle tanks to Ukraine along with additional artillery support during a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday. Britain will become the first country to send modern Western-made tanks to Ukraine, a move the authorities in Kyiv have long sought. Earlier this week, Polish President Andrzej Duda pledged that Poland would send a company of German-made Gepard tanks to help Ukraine, a move which must be approved first by Germany. Winter break or feria started yesterday in schools across Pomerania and four other provinces of Poland, including Lubelski, Łódzki, Podkarpacki, and Śląski. The holidays will last for 2 weeks until Sunday, January 29th. Other provinces will start their two-week winter breaks in the coming weeks in staggered groupings set by the Polish Ministry of Education. The holiday rotation, which does not apply to public kindergartens or preschools, will finish by February 26th. Despite a disappointing loss of the men's handball team in Kraków last night, other Polish athletes had a record-setting weekend. Polish speed skater Natalia Maliszewska successfully defended her silver medal in the final of the 500-meter short track European Championships in Gdańsk yesterday. This is the fourth medal of the 27-year-old skater for the 500 meters in the European Short Track Speed Skating Championships, and the second time she has finished runner-up in Gdańsk. The competition is set to resume at 10:30 today in Hala Oliwia. Snowboarder Oskar Kwiatkowski also won his World Cup competition on Saturday in Switzerland, marking the first time the Olympic contender has stood on the podium at an elite event. After a close race against Austrian Andreas Promeger in the semifinals of the parallel giant slalom event, Kwiatkowski defeated Marco Felicetti of Italy after the latter fell during his run. And Polish ski jumpers Kamil Stok, Piotr Żyła, Paweł Wąsek, and Dawid Kubacki took second place in the team competition of the Ski Jumping World Cup in Zakopane over the weekend. The White and Reds were only 1 point behind Stefan Kraft and the winning team from Austria, and a full 7.1 points ahead of Germany in third place. Slovenia and star jumper Anja Lanišek came in fourth, followed by teams from Norway, Finland, the U.S., the Czech Republic, and Romania.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold with a chance of rain showers in the morning and a slight breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will hover around 7 degrees centigrade or 45 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping slightly to a low of 3 degrees centigrade or 37 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly cooler but less cloudy weather is expected again tomorrow, with a chance for rain or snow showers returning midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.